Oh, that's right. We are right here, Sharp Facets Gallery, this morning. And who do I have on the line but State Treasurer Curtis Loftus? How you doing this morning, Curtis Loftus?
I'm doing very well, Ann. Thank you for asking. Congratulations on your new award. I like to know famous people. You're soon to be rich, I know, no doubt.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And it's because of people like you that come on the radio and talk to us that, made this all come together.
Well, thank you for
that
kind.
Yeah, so there you go.
Not particularly accurate. it really is, I mean, not to be solicitous, it's wonderful to see people doing well and something they love to do. And I guess that's the key. You know, all our grandma said, do what you really want to do. And you seem to me to be doing what you want to do. And that's why you're so good at it. It's a lesson for us all.
Well, thank you very much. But I think it took me a heck of a long time to find that.
Well, you're only 39. Don't worry about it.
There you go. Thank you very much, Curtis. You'll be in the clip for next year. No problem.
There we go.
So how are things going with our state treasurer? What's happening with the state of the treasury?
Well, the treasurer's doing fine. I've started a diet for the 25th day in a row.
Okay.
And, I hope to finish one complete day before it's over with.
Well, you're getting into, I guess we could say you're getting into campaign mode, right?
Yeah, I got to get back to a fighting weight. You know, you get people running against you in campaigns. You got to get out there and get moving around. And I have been glued to my desk, and I need to get back into fighting shape. So it'll be fun. Treasurer's office is doing well. We've had tremendous change over the last 2 years, 2.5 years, and the staff has been excellent, you know. Just couldn't be happier about all that. Still a long way to go. I always look at being in office as you get 1 4-year term. Now, I might get elected. I hope I get elected again, but you can't count on that. So I look at it as like I bought a business, and in 4 years I've got to give this business to somebody else. How would I want them to have it? So we've done a lot of work that just didn't get done for a long time. And it's been challenging, but it's really been a great sense of satisfaction. And you go back to just hard-working South Carolinians who pitched in all across state government, but especially in this office. Just
sure.
Did good work. They don't make a lot of money. They don't get their names in the paper. They just work hard because it's a part of being an honorable and person with integrity. So I'm real happy about things.
Well, that's good to hear. What do you think about what's shaping up with Senator Lindsey Graham's office there? I tell you what, there's a lot of people putting their names in the hat.
It's going to be a Donnybrook. Me and you may be the only two not running against him. Yeah, it's funny because people will constantly ask me questions about what's going on in politics. Well, they say, well, you know, he's an elected official, statewide elected official. He's got to know. I really stay out of so much of that.
Sure.
The treasurer's office, I'm lucky. It's mainly dollars and cents. It's adding up. It's all about, you know, 2 + 2 = 4, and then you got to prove that, and you got to document it. And then you got to make sure you repeat those procedures over and over and over. And that's how we keep track of almost $50 billion of your money that runs through this office. And so I do everything I can to stay out of politics. People want to drag me into stuff. They want to talk about issues. And sometimes I do, you know. But it's best that we talk about transparency, talk about accountability. And one thing that's really been on my mind a lot is just the complexity of government. I can assure you, I mean, if anything in this world that I know is true, is there are certain parts of government, whether it's the state government or the federal government, that are so complex, nobody understands. And we've got to find a way to take this complexity out of it. Now, there are reams of any one, say, bond issue or any one banking RFP. You know, we had a custody contract that the RFP was 1,200 pages.
Yeah, wow.
How do you get your hands around that? So we've got to find ways to make things simpler. And that's one thing I want to do. If the state treasurer with his staff and budget control board staff and all these other staffs working for me, if we can't figure something out when I start asking questions, well, how in the world is somebody in Greenwood going to figure something out?
Well, that's true.
It's not right. And we got to do a better job, and that's what we're working on. But, you know, a lot of people like complexity. It favors the people who design the system. It favors those who get the money out of the complex contracts. So there's special interest at work, and, you know, they get after me occasionally because I ask too many questions.
Well, Curtis, that brings me to a question. How is the working relationship with, what is it, the Investment Commission? How is that working relationship since y'all had that little suit and the money transfer and all that stuff?
It's much better. It's much better. This I'll say this is kind of is a life lesson for me. When I got on the commission, I didn't think I would be there for a long time. That if five people are appointed to that commission, they're all appointed by the Budget Control Board. And at the time, we had about $26 billion. I decided to keep my seat. The Treasurer is allowed to keep his seat. It's so complex. It's so opaque that I knew that if I were going to make the changes that the average person in South Carolina would want me to make things more transparent, make them simpler, how do we make sure that special interest is weeded out, that I knew that I was going to have to butt my head against the table 100 times. It was going to be rancorous, but there was no way to do it. The last three treasurers just gave up. Well, I decided I had 4 years, I'm not going to give up. I can tell you that tremendous change has been made. There are tons of accounting and procedural processes and safeguards that are in place that were never there before. The General Assembly is watching. That's a really good thing because they've ordered at their request. This is your General Assembly members who did a great job here. They've ordered a fiduciary audit, which is the highest level of audit you can have. It costs a lot of money, but it's going to go through every single process. And it's not a look back. It's not something to say, hey, in 2011 you did something wrong, or in 2012 you did something wrong. It's as of this day in the winter of 2014, this is where you are with all your accounting and all your processes. And I think they're going to do well with it, and I hope they're going to do well. But all that rancorous debate, it was not pleasant for me. I mean, it was harder on me than it was on anybody else. But from that, we have a much better commission. And after the Supreme Court debate, it was pretty clear where the justices were. Our working relationship is much better, and I'm happy about that. If you take a step back, you see it was a time where great change was needed, and the only way to make that change was to force it. It's been forced. It's been done. The capable staff over there at the commission is working hard to protect your money and to invest it wisely. So I feel very good about the whole situation.
Well, then it was worth it.
It was. It cost me 37 pounds. Gained them, not lost them. It's stressful. And get to a bigger point, because we're going to be electing people for senator and congressman and governor. People talk about reform, but real reform is hard. You don't get entrenched bureaucracy. You don't look commercial special interest in the eye and say, we're going to cut these fees and then not say anything back. You know, the empire always strikes back. There's always countermeasures to keep the status quo, because people are happy with the status quo, the people in the bubble, not the people of Greenwood, but the people in this little bubble. And so it's tough. It's hard. I'm fortunate that I had a pretty good life before I came into office, and my life's ambition is not to be in office forever, that if I were to have to go away, I'm okay. I got some stuff with the stuff I can do, you know. So that's the greatest liberty that a politician can have, is not to have to have your job. And once you realize that, you can go out and do the people's business, and they get after you. That's all right. If the other politicians or the special interests get after you, if they get you thrown out of the office, that is just fine, because great change was made while you're there. And that's kind of what I aspire to. I am going to run for re-election because I think I want another 4-year block of time where I can go and work more on some other equally important and complex issues.
So such as what, Curtis?
Well, they're just so numerous, I hate to say. I want to simplify how we do business. But it's in the Treasurer's office, too many bank accounts. I mean, we have hundreds of them. We have too many accounts that are across the state that where government spending happens that nobody can see into. They're exempted. You know, I want to bring all that back in to where the average person, I think, would feel comfortable. And so most of this stuff is boring, and I have to be careful about talking about it too much. You know, if we're talking about unions and gay marriage and Second Amendment, everybody wants to hear it. We've all heard those conversations. We all have ideas. We're in it. You talk about these boring details of government, people don't kind of understand it. The point that I want to make is you all have to protect your money. Everybody knows that if you're rich or if you're poor, you have to protect your money. And that's what we have to do. The problem is the state, it's not their money. It's your money. It's other people's money. Every dime we deal with here belongs to the people of Greenwood and Allendale and Columbia and Charleston. It doesn't belong to the people who are spending it. And so that's where we really have to try to put that perspective in. And it's hard. It's hard. We're about to vote on a very important part of state government, which is the state health plan. It's a very important part. You know people on the plan. You're related to people on the plan. It's a big plan. As one of the trustees, even though we're going to vote in about 2.5 weeks, I haven't had an update or a briefing in a year. And I've requested one, and I'll get one. But I don't know what's going on in that plan. And, you know, I want to tell you, and people say, well, Mr. Treasurer, why don't you know? Go find out. Well, there's only so many hours in the day. But I just want people to know that your decision makers regularly make decisions that they know very little about. And that's part of this complexity. And I'll probably vote no against the plan just for this. I'll be the only person voting no, so it really doesn't matter. I can vote yes or no. It doesn't matter. But I'll probably vote no, and I'll ask for increased information over the next year about this plan. But this is just one of many plans where it bubbles up and is given to, you know, a huge complex thing like a state health plan is given to us in a one-page summary, and then we vote on it.
It's kind of like
every word of that one-page summary is selected so carefully.
Are you saying this is akin to Nancy Pelosi saying, we'll pass it? Yeah. We'll pass it, and then we'll find out what's in it?
That's right. That's right. And we're working in the treasurer's office. I caught some heat in General Assembly because I asked for some extra money because I wanted to update our systems. And we have to update these systems. You know, every teacher out there is getting paid from a check that I send. Every, you know, the state sends out 1.2 million either checks or debit cards each year for payroll. And so we send out over 1 million for vendor checks. And it's a tremendous operation in the treasurer's office. We've got to have decent systems. Not only do you have to have decent systems that you know are going to work, the last thing you want to do is, say, not deposit 50,000 payroll checks on a Friday. You know, can you imagine how many mortgage checks were bouncing and car checks were bouncing and people wouldn't have money for food if they didn't get paid? But that could happen if you have a system failure. So we want to upgrade that. But when you upgrade, we're looking at how do we get more information to the system. Right? You know, I'd like for the governor or the lieutenant governor or people who aren't in the treasurer's office to be able to go right to a dashboard, and it tells them where we are with things. And with today's computers, that's not particularly hard to get, and it's not particularly expensive. But you have to want to have that knowledge. And be honest with you, in government, if you don't know something, you can always say, I didn't know it. I'm not responsible.
You know what? When it comes to paying your taxes, I don't think the IRS goes with that philosophy, Curtis.
I'm afraid of the IRS. I always have been. Always will be. I do not understand how people are not in jail already over that IRS scandal. God help every one of our congressmen and senators who are up there, because Washington, D.C. is truly a land of make-believe.
Yes, a land of make-believe. There you go.
It's up is down, right is left. We have some real stars up there. I mean, people like Trey Gowdy, you know, he was a former prosecutor. Nobody, and I've heard this from some friends in the Obama administration, nobody wants to go to a committee where Trey Gowdy's on. He is the number one person they don't want to go before, because he asked the question that nobody else will ask.
You're right.
And, you know, that's great. You know, you got folks like Joe Wilson who's traveling the globe making sure that the Armed Services Committee is doing well. I mean, we have a really great delegation.
We do.
But I wouldn't have one of those jobs if you gave it to me on a silver platter.
Absolutely. Well, Curtis, it's always a pleasure to have you on the air, and we'll be waiting to see what else is going on down there so you can keep us informed.
You have 2 minutes. There's one thing I want to say.
Sure. Sure, go ahead.
You get 2 minutes. Is don't forget about unclaimed property. Every week I sign the checks over $1,000, and every week we send that money to people who didn't know they had it coming to them. If you go to the treasurer's website, look up unclaimed property. It's easy to find. It goes by two names, unclaimed property and Palmetto Payback. You go to it, you put your name in there, and see if you've got money. Now, you'll say, I don't have any money coming. And maybe you don't, but you don't know until you look. But your mom, your dad, your brothers, your sister, your business. You know, you'd be surprised how many businesses have money out there. And it may be a couple hundred dollars, or it may be a couple thousand dollars. We've given back checks as large as $295,000.
Wow.
And the guy was a very smart developer, very smart lawyer, same guy, and he didn't know the money was owed to him. So if really, really smart people who have accountants and estate planners, If it can happen to them, how do you know your uncle didn't leave you $2,500? How do you know there's a medical bill that there was an overpayment and it came back to an old address and you're due back $700? There's so many ways.
Sure.
And so won't people go and look at that? And the other thing is that something I'm really focusing on is kind of a broad thing, tax reform and others. How do we incentivize real business, right? And I'm not, you can give out incentives like we do to Boeing and things like that. That's a whole different question. But we've got an old-fashioned tax code, and there are other disincentives to doing business in Greenwood. Think about Greenwood. You've got Greenwood Capital. You got a big, great engineering firm like Davis and Floyd. Great jobs, good paying. They're clean. They're professional. They invest in the community. And so what we're talking about in the treasurer's office is what are the barriers to us having more of those kind of businesses? How do we get the next Davis and Floyd, the next Greenwood Capital? Because those are great corporate citizens. How do we get those guys to how do we allow them to improve their business and have others come behind them? You know, government can't allow anybody. We just move the barriers, right? And so that's one of the things we're having a big conversation at the Treasurer's Office and other places around the state. People are interested in that, get up with us because we want to talk to them. We're looking for ways where we can knock down the barriers to having good, clean business in this state. It's important. And you know how important those two businesses are to y'all's area, and there's others, I just hadn't mentioned them. That's very important to me, and as we go over the next year or two, we hope to force a debate about those issues.
I think that's a very, very good thing. You know, and they've been talking about redoing the tax code here in South Carolina, gosh, since I've been on the radio.
Yeah, good thing happened. North Carolina just did theirs.
Yeah.
And so that's always, you know, when a neighbor state does something, you always say, well, look at that bunch. If they could do it, so could we. And congratulations again. Thank you for letting me talk to the people of Greenwood. I say this, and I don't say this on any other station, Greenwood is one of my favorite places. That part of the state, that Savannah River Valley, is a beautiful place, steeped in history with wonderful people. I miss it when I'm not down there. I look forward to it. I get down there more in hunting season than any other time. And you folks are lucky to live there. And if there's ever anything the Treasurer's Office can do for you, don't hesitate to pick up the phone and give us a call.
All right. Curtis, thanks so much for calling us, and thank you very much. So good luck, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.